grant, it's 2 points versus the scholarship, which is 3 points.
My understanding.
I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today's April 22nd. The time is 1:15. We have about a 15-minute late start time. Session went long today. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, could you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we thank you for bringing us together and to allow us to do work for the Osage people. We ask that you watch over all of our people, whether they're in mourning or in ill health, whether they're veterans or active duty servicemen on the front line. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have the minutes from April 15th in front of us right now. Please, would the clerk take note that we still have minutes outstanding from the 10th to be approved? So you'll make a note in your. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Minutes from April 15th are approved. Let me get a point of clarification. We indeed are looking at the 15th minutes, because in this draft it says that we delayed the minutes of April 10th and April 15th. So is the date correct on these?
I believe
when our last committee meeting.
Chairwoman, I believe the dates are correct. I believe at that.
Okay. These were, so we just approved the minutes of April 17th. Is everybody clear on that? We still have the 10th and 15th outstanding to approve. Okay. All right, moving forward, next item on the agenda is appropriations review. I'm going to ask Ms. Snead to lead us through an appropriated revenue report, up to the committee whether they decide they want to send it out to committee. Of course, we have pieces of legislation that have not been enacted on here yet. So maybe put it out with a disclaimer. If the enacted legislation all passes, this is the status. Floor's yours, Ms. Snead, if you'll talk to us about what the numbers are that we're looking at right now.
Thank you. So what we have here is up to date and including the new Treasury budget. So as you can see, there is $277,557 in the general treasury. And then as far as outstanding legislation.
Question? Congressman Stabler.
That include the amendment that we just made of the $83,000 being flipped from retained earnings to the general fund?
So no, that doesn't, but I can do that right now. Give me just one moment so I can make these. So that will put us at $194,481 in the general treasury.
Has that total been removed from the retained revenue fund yet? So the bill for the Treasury Department has not been filed yet. We got a budget on the 18th for that, and I've notified Congresswoman Edwards as a chair that we have a budget without a sponsor. So that number is figured in there, correct, Ms. Snead?
Yes, it is reflected in this.
Okay. And everything else that's outstanding that still needs to be enacted is in that total, the...
Correct.
94,481. Congresswoman Stabler?
Refresh my memory now. You're talking about a new Treasury budget?
That was sent over the 18th.
Okay, all right.
Late in the afternoon.
We haven't seen it yet.
It's not been drafted into legislative bill yet.
But it is included in these calculations.
She did, it's, that's what...
The Treasury budget?
Yes.
Correct, it is included in these numbers.
So you're looking for a sponsor? No, I told her I would sponsor it, but I'm looking, but I don't... Still don't see your email, but I'll get with you on that. But I also will say, we discussed the fact that what's putting the Treasury Department into a deficit, potential deficit situation, and I'll let the speaker, I'll let the treasurer speak, but was that, was payout of the earnings or the administrative costs on the permanent fund. With the passage of the permanent fund that allows for payment of administrative expenses out of the fund, which I think we were going to get confirmation on that, but I believe that's the case. Is that true? Anybody? What's your permanent fund number?
1923 or 24, maybe.
Does it have that language in there?
The language in, thank you, Madam Chair. The language says the funds deposited in the permanent fund shall be invested in accordance with the approved financial management plan and investment strategy of the association. And all interest and dividends derived from the permanent fund investments shall remain in the fund until appropriated. I've had a conversation with legislative counsel. As long as the investment strategy allows for the payment of administrative fees, then according to Section 4, which is establishment funding and maintenance, it would allow for administrative fees and expenses to be paid out of the permanent fund.
Doesn't it say until appropriated, though?
Correct.
So how can you do that if it hasn't been appropriated? Read me the language again.
Sorry.
The funds deposited in the primary and the permanent fund shall be invested in accordance with the approved financial management plan and investment strategy, and all interest and dividends derived from the plan shall remain in the permanent fund unless until appropriated. Well, it's not very clear. You're having to take two steps. Somebody might want to change that, but I'll get the bill on file. How much is it for?
$100,000.
And that's already included in there?
Correct.
Okay, so...
I'll get the bill on file today, and we can deal with it tomorrow.
Is there, as far as this appropriated revenue report, is there any more questions, thoughts on it? Does the committee want to stamp it and put it in the hands of the full body? Okay, so let's give us your opinion there, Congressman Potts.
You're not talking, but you're shaking your head.
That's correct. I don't think that we should put it out with theoretical legislation that has not yet been filed.
I agree with that.
And that's usually always the case with this report, but any member of Congress can request to see this from the budget analyst at any time. And so...
Well, why don't you take the number out?
Of the unenacted legislation?
When's our next meeting? Well, you used to have it. You had a chart for us in the past that showed if all the current appropriations are enacted.
Correct. I'm fine releasing legislative request document, and that does not have, to my knowledge, that does not have the Treasury bill in it. That number wouldn't, unless, do you have the, does the budget analyst have the new Treasury bill included in the master sheet?
I thought you said yes.
Yes.
Then it would have that number. It's inherent in D-17. It would be inherent in D-17. It's, D-17 is a cell fed from the master sheet. So if the master sheet reflects the new budget, then D-17 is already populated.
I guess I'm just looking for the committee, how they want to proceed with reporting to Congress. That's my question here. We can do it a number of ways, but whatever the committee thinks best we need to do, I feel like we need to get something out to Congress. Whether it's... Congressman Edwards.
You can wait till a couple of hours. I will have that bill on file. And then she can put a bill number, and that way it'll be accurate.
So do you guys want to authorize me to do that once that's filed?
Yes. Oh, well, I don't know. Who's that called?
Well, no, I was just going to say that, you know, if we can label it as a projection, I think that that's the number they're most interested in. They're more interested in where we think we're going to land than what's on file, what's in law right now. So if it can be, well, go ahead.
I see exactly what you're saying. The reason I caution against that is our budget analyst numbers have been the numbers of the nation. It's not a projection.
Then we're talking about just releasing it to Congress.
It's a public document. Once it goes to Congress, it goes to everybody. And the reason I say or caution against that is executive has had to base whether or not they sign legislation based on this document because they don't have somebody that tracks it, to my knowledge, on a rolling basis.
Okay, then it's beyond me. But I think this is the information they want to see, even if it's in a memo.
Congressman Edwards.
To authorize the chair of appropriations to disseminate, what's this called?
Legislative request tab.
Legislative request what?
Tab.
Tab? As of 3 p.m. this afternoon, thereafter.
Second.
The motion and the second. Does everyone understand the motion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, I will do that when that bill is filed. Ms. Snead, is there anything else about this report that you'd like to point out to us today?
No, there isn't.
Treasurer Littleton, did you have any questions? It seemed like you maybe wanted to be recognized a minute ago. No?
I understand. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we don't need to submit another budget for any of the other items that we discussed this morning, like the lost for words.
That federal grant we were discussing this morning, Treasurer?
The Trans-Canada money. Do we need to submit a budget for that?
So the 50, seems like I recall the 50,000 being in the Education Department's budget for FY19. Is that your recollection also?
I understood there was not a budget for the 50,000 in there, but I could be wrong. That's what was represented to me, that they'd skipped this year because they hadn't received it.
Okay, what we're discussing is, with their treasurer made me aware this morning while we were having a little break during session that we received $131,000 from TransCanada for the education donation fund that they make to the nation.
Yeah, it's called the Educational Partnership, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's part of the revolving fund.
And we've created a revolving fund to accept that donation. And I have not had the opportunity to read the bill yet to see what it says about appropriations out of that fund. Congressman Potts, do you have some information on that?
I don't have that from memory. My recollection is that a revolving fund exists and that expenditures.
Big bill's 1848. So I would say this late in the session that probably trying to figure that out and get legislation fashioned and do all the research right now is possible, but not probable. But I think that we need to carry on this conversation to see how we think we need to move forward with it in the future. That's my best answer for that. Any more discussion or thoughts on that? Okay. Well, we're going to move along then. Covered the appropriated revenue report. Next item on the agenda is budget template, and then we're going to have one more thing in appropriations review, and we'll be finished. Congressman Potts, I asked you to carry this budget template conversation, so I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
I was going to say, I can turn it over to
Congresswoman Stabler. Okay, Congresswoman Stabler, she's the chair of the Budget Template Subcommittee, so yes. let me
give you
the
little
floor
update
first,
before he does his thing. So the last conversation... So the last conversation that we had was with Mike Roy. We told you before that we've sent off the little agreement and we're waiting for them to contact us about setting up a time. In the meantime, we were trying to have a conversation with the implement specialist at Mike Roy to ask the question, can we generate this report that we're looking for? And we were told by Mike Roy that we had to have permission by the administrator, and the administrator is Tasha Fox. So we contacted Tasha Fox about that, about getting us authority to go ahead and speak with them now. And her response was no, that she would not give us authority now, that we could do that at the time when we're going through the training with them. And so that's where we stand right now, and that she wanted to be here when the discussion went on. And I agreed she should be in the discussion, and you know we should have that together, but she wouldn't go ahead and approve us now. So that's putting us in a dilemma, which Congressman Potts is going to bring that information forward.
Okay, Congressman Potts, I'm going to turn the floor over to you now on this budget template discussion. Do you have some documents you'd like to
do? I hope I have enough. Yes, but I only have...
That's fine. He can have mine.
Okay. So, passed out to the committee, Communication 19267. It was stamped and approved April 22nd at 1 p.m. This is a budget template that is compliant with the language in ONCA 1750 regarding revenue by funding source and expenses by funding source. In the absence of a Mike Roy template, it's my recommendation to the committee that we approve Communication 19267 as the budget template for fiscal year 2020 and distribute that electronically to the executive branch and the judicial branch and the legislative branch for budget submission on July 15th for fiscal year 2020. Reasoning for that is we're charged by law in 1750. Trying to read exactly where it is. The legislative branch shall provide an electronic budget template to the association treasurer for dissemination to the branches and independent agencies on or before May 1st of each fiscal year for the following year. So in the absence of a Mike Roy template, this is available to be made electronic and sent to the treasurer for dissemination for budget preparation.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, the fringe benefit worksheet has me concerned because that, again, I believe I heard that there were some numbers that were going to change.
Yes.
And so caution against putting those numbers in the worksheet. But I think that somebody needs to communicate to the power of the purse how we're arriving at that those numbers and what those numbers represent.
Congressman Potts.
Madam Chair, you're absolutely correct. Those numbers are from previous fiscal years. If we do want to strike those, I'm more than happy to do that. These numbers are traditionally generated by the executive branch. That's not something that we have a hand in. So they're going to know the numbers better than we are.
Well, I don't know why we don't have a hand in it, considering we're ones that are... I've seen a worksheet like the last probably two or three years. In the past, we were not provided a worksheet. I never saw a worksheet like this more than 3 years ago.
You've at least had it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That may be true previous to that.
Okay. But anyway, I think that there needs to be more communication about how these numbers are being arrived at. I mean, because I understand the purpose behind it was to try to build up some sort of fund for medical expenses. But at some point, where do we draw the line on that? I mean, is that conversation happening?
Please, Mr. Treasurer.
I don't know if there's an acceptable amount in the fund balances. I honestly can't tell you if there's a target that they're trying to hit. I know, looking at several years back, there was a negative draw on that pool, and right now there's a positive amount going in there.
Do you remember what that number is?
No.
Because I'd heard at $1.2 million, but I don't know if it's that high.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree that we need the answer to those questions, but I don't think that that is pertinent to the budget template discussion. If the committee would like to remove the percentage amounts and the rates included, that's easily done. And I think that I would hope that it could be reasonably understood that those need to be put back into formulas. We have had a few issues with this template in the past.
Okay. We have to strike the rates and the dollar amounts from the fringe.
It's called part two.
Huh?
I believe it's called part two. If the budget analyst can pull it up in the clerk's email on the big screen.
Is that what we call it, fringe benefits? I thought we
no.
Called it benefits.
It's called part two.
Part two. Really needs a footer on it.
The electronic template here. The part two tab in the bottom left hand corner. So the electronic template is what is sent to the executive branch for them to input their numbers into for their fiscal year 2020. So part two.
My comment had to do with the heading. Like, do we have a definition for fringe benefits? I thought we called it benefits.
The formula will read, insert the number from part two. This piece of paper will not actually exist until it is printed off by the executive branch. It is all electronic. The title is part two.
Okay. All right.
Would you please repeat your motion? Did you have a second? Was there a second to that motion? No.
Well, so it needs to say move to strike the, if that's what you want to do, or can you just change it?
These numbers change with the executive branch budget submission. I'm fine removing them if that's the will of the committee, but I also believe it's fine to leave them there.
I would remove them since this is a template. those aren't the correct numbers, maybe.
So will the template hold its formulas if you just zero, put those all as zeros in that place?
Yes, it should.
Okay, and I also want to point out we need to update the budget period from, 10/1/20 to 9/30/21 up here at the top, correct?
No.
No, okay, it's correct.
Whee!
I went way beyond, didn't I? Okay, there we go. So if part two would be zeroed out, we're good with that. Okay. Any more discussions, Congresswoman Edwards?
Is ONCA 1940 not codified yet? Is that the right number?
That is correct. That is presumptive.
Okay.
References to the title or the applicable law statement on Part three, or the summary, I believe is what it's called. Summary.
Doesn't the applicable law also 15 ONC 1A 101?
That number replaces, I think it had 1367, 1967, all the different numbers there. So 1940 is repealing all of those. It is presumptive. We can strike applicable law in the top left. It's not necessary.
No, I think it's good to have it but I think it's in the code. There's already some law in the code that's applicable to this, right? Or not?
We can write 15-1A.
Okay.
That would encompass everything.
ONC 15. So that we want to change that on the budget summary page.
Should just be there.
Just on the back of.
Okay. Any more discussion about this budget template? I am entertaining a motion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
does every
Congressman.
Does department have a director? I know it says director, program head, and I'm just trying to figure out if every department has a director.
I don't believe so.
I would change that to authorized agency head or whatever. Because, for example, with us, we wouldn't have a director or a program head to sign. Just saying it needs to say, like, authorized signer or something like that. Or person submitting the budget.
I think that makes it more vague.
Well, we have departments.
But there are directors of budgets by far. Congresswoman Stabler.
I would say more than 90% have directors, and there's a couple of them out there, such as the clinic, and they just adjust accordingly to their authority
they
tiers.
They change that
to their tiers of authority that include their board. And
so maybe you should put an asterisk or something so that it can change according to. Because we do get into, if you recall, just last week we had something that was signed by an accountant, but it wasn't signed beyond that. And the treasurer or comptroller hadn't signed. So, I mean, to me, if that's going to be the chain of command or approval, it should be accurate.
So,
Congressman Taylor.
To put an asterisk and put unless otherwise authorized, would that work?
Something like that, or appropriate.
Well, would that not be the next in line program head. Your program head pretty much covers everything. I mean,
it is, other than the titles, such as the clinic would be CEO, clinic manager, chairman of on head board. That's the tier. So different titles, same authority, different titles.
I really believe the idea by having director or program head is easy enough to decipher without additional language, but if you have an amendment or if you have a motion, I would entertain that.
I just think if everyone's supposed to use this template, then it needs to just somewhere say that it needs to be signed by the appropriate chain of command.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, I agree with that. When I was second speaker, everything that I had to sign didn't say anything about Congress. It didn't say speaker or second. It said director. And I refused to sign that line because I'm not a director. I was second speaker at the time. I think that language could be changed or added to put, yes, the appropriate person. I think that if we put supervisor, director, manager, that's just too
wordy.
It is too wordy.
See, I just thought authorized signer would be appropriate and title.
That'll work for me.
Authorized signer / title. And have them put their title down.
Motion?
Well, so far I've just been suggesting changes. But
second.
If that needs a motion, you've got it.
Authorized signer.
And then / title. So sign, and then they put their title.
Okay. So I've made that correction on this budget template. I've also corrected the language of the applicable law. Any other changes that we see we need to make to this template? Okay, we need to move forward with our meeting. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman.
Move to approve. Is that what the language says?
In the law?
Uh-huh. Move to provide. Electronic budget template to the Osage Nation Treasurer in accordance with, this is codified, right? Eli, is this codified?
Yes.
What's the number? Codification number.
I don't know. And it may not be, actually.
Subchapter 1C. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. Codification of ONCA 1750, if codified, or if not.
Please repeat that or write it down.
Do you want it written down?
What I have is motion to provide an electronic budget template to the association forever. And then I put that standstill.
In accordance with ONCA 1750 and its codification, if applicable. And request that the treasurer ensure budget submissions are on that and no other budget template.
Do I have a second?
Can the motion be restated?
I'm going to wait till the clerk finishes writing and let her restate it, see if we can get a second on that. Submitted on that budget template.
And no other budget template to the Congress.
Second.
Does everybody understand and hear the motion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, we're going to move on from this. I believe that one of the discussions that a member wanted to talk about was, let me see what time it is. We have five, I'm going to give us 5 minutes to talk about the revolving fund balances. I believe we are supposed to have a new document, quite possibly, on the email. I don't know where the mouse has gone. Can you check the email and see if it's there? Revised revolving fund balances.
Where is that on the agenda? It's not on the agenda.
It's under appropriations review. Just hasn't been singled out. So, Congresswoman Edwards.
My request, and I wanted to know a couple of things. So, when we look at the number on the right, that's the amount that remains in the fund as of 3/31/19.
Yes. The bottom number on the right would be what the balance would be.
And that would reflect any monies that have been paid out as of 3/31.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is there, because I was looking at the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, that the reports that we get don't show the outflow, help me if I state this incorrectly, don't show the outflow monthly of withdrawals from the fund. They just show, I don't know what they show. I've asked, and I figured every month you would have, if there was a withdrawal out of that fund for the month, it would show this month $1.2 million went out, amount remaining in the fund would be whatever, you know, whatever went out, but that's not giving us a running total in the, so how do we find out every month how much money we have left in the fund?
Are you talking about the Higher Education Scholarship Fund?
Any of them, because I would think that money would come out of them. Burial assistance, higher ed, health benefit, I would think money would come out of all those every month. Or at regular intervals in the case of Higher Education Scholarship. But I don't know, because I think that field of study internship might come out every month.
Yeah.
your microphone, Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
This is how we track the balances in each one of these revolving funds. The monthly distributions out of here would fall under a different report.
Which is called?
Well, it'd be reflected in our financial statements. The only one of these revolving funds that actually is a separate bank account, from my understanding, is the health benefit plan fund. The rest of them are all in a pool.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So how do we learn how much money is coming out of those other two funds on a monthly basis? Or, and even the health benefit fund. I mean, can you give us a report? Can you move that down a little bit?
So you're wanting a monthly accounting of the distributions from each one of these funds?
Well, I think it would be helpful to the Congress so that we don't run into the position that we ran into before, where we were unaware and all of a sudden one account at least, went down so that there were not enough funds in there for the month, to make it through the month. But we didn't know that because we don't get monthly reports. I know the health benefit has supposed to have a quarterly report, and maybe quarterly would be satisfactory, but I'm just concerned that I would like to see what else is coming out of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund besides the payments to Scholarship America, because I believe that there are the field of study internship is allowed to come out of the fund, but we don't ever really know how much that is. So I'd like to know what else is coming out of that fund besides, because Scholarship America, I think, pretty much gives us that information, what they have asked to draw down. Mm-hmm. I still think there's some administrative expenses that are coming out of there. But I just think it would be best for us as an appropriation committee to go over the fund balance reports monthly.
Instead of just a total.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea, but we are at the end of our meeting time, and
so I would request the chair to ask for those reports.
I'll have a discussion to see what I have asked for fund balance reports. This is what we get. So maybe there can be more discussion on better reporting with our new treasurer to maybe get a report with pertinent information we'd like to see. So I'll have that discussion with him and see what we can work out. How does that sound?
Can I just ask one question? So with respect to the calendar year 2019, I think if you go up to the top, doesn't that say spent by calendar year? That's calendar year since January 1st?
This report has been changed a couple of times in the last month. I believe there was and it may have been 2 months ago, where Controller Fox came and there was a discussion about some updates to this report. This is incorporating those updates or changes. And
okay, now drop it.
I think it was calendar years what was suggested at that time.
Which is okay, but I'm looking at the health benefit plan. Wait, go back up. And so if that's from the first of the year, that would indicate that $4.9 million have been spent since the first of the year, 2019. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I can't see the headings there.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Say no. We're adjourned.
This is going to take a much longer discussion.
I know, but I just think it needs to get out there because that says $4.9 million have been spent since the first of the year, and maybe they have, and maybe that includes the Medicare supplement. I don't know.
I don't think the treasurer has that information today, so
we'll be glad to work with you.